Hello, Willem.
Yes.
So far, for how long have you been doing Decathlon?
For about, let's see, almost about 8 years now, since 2005, roughly. That's when I sort of started, but actually only started properly about 2006.
And did you try any other kinds of sports before Decathlon?
Yes. When I was in school, I played a lot of rugby. Rugby was sort of my main sport when I was younger and when I grew up till I went to university, and I played cricket as well and did a bit of athletics and played golf and played tennis and everything else. So yeah, I've always been quite a versatile sportsman.
So you are a very sporty type of person then.
Yes, that's why I chose Decathlon.
Yeah. And apart from Decathlon, what are your studies about?
But my studies is in teaching, so I studied to become a teacher. So I've already finished my studies in teaching, and got an honours degree in educational law, and now I'm busy with sort of like a sports management course as well.
And are you teaching then?
No, at the moment
No.
I'm just training. I'm a full-time athlete at the moment. Yes,
Yes, yeah. Anyway, Decathlon is a full-time job.
it's a full-time job. Yes.
So finally, after trying many sports, why did you choose Decathlon?
I don't know. I just think, of course, decathlon is not a sport that's very big in South Africa. I think that's why I started so late as well. But yeah, of course, I've always been quite a versatile sports guy. I thought maybe, let's just give it a try and see how it goes. And then went in South Africa and did a small competition in decathlon and thought, yeah, I'm not too bad in the decathlon. And then after that, I decided, if I want to take it up seriously, I need to go where decathlon is a big sport. So that's when I went over to London, where I trained for the last 7 years.
Oh yes, you've been training in Europe then
Yes,
for a long
yeah. So
time.
I stayed in London for 7 years, and then just after the Olympic Games, we moved back to, or last year, back to South Africa.
Anyway, most of the competitions are in Europe.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So it's easy access from London as well. It's only an hour or so to go to a competition, so it's nice and close.
And according to you, or for you, which is the hardest discipline in a decathlon?
I think at the moment, it's definitely my pole vault. I don't think it's the hardest, or it's not my weakest event. I think I can improve a lot in my pole vault. So it's an event that I'm really focusing on a lot now as well, because if I can get my pole vault up to a decent standard, I can jump up in my score with 200 points easily. So it's something I'm really focusing on at the moment quite a bit.
Okay, so you must ask Renault to teach you how to
Yeah.
pole vault. Did
If I
you hear about this record
could get
yesterday?
jump off of what he dumps. Yes, no, I saw it. No, that's is he okay after the
I don't
after
know.
the accident after
After
he dumped the world record?
I think he won't take part in the indoor
Oh, okay.
championships, but
Yeah, sure.
it'll be
Yeah,
all
well,
right, I think,
after
for
dumping
the.
that rumored one.
Did you have a good contact with him in Talence? Did you talk to him?
Yes, I talked to him quite a bit. It was really good. It was great meeting him, and I met him in Daegu World Champs as well. We went out one night after the championship,
Oh
so
yeah.
yeah, I spoke to him quite a bit. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and yeah, he made the decathlon really
Yes,
great atmosphere as well.
I think he is, yeah. So you said
Yeah,
it's
no, he's a really nice guy.
for you, Decathlon is a full-time job, of course. So, how much time do you spend practicing in a week?
Yeah, at the moment, well, I train 6 days a week. I've only got a Friday off. So, but Monday is two sessions, Tuesday is two sessions, Wednesday two sessions, Thursday two sessions, Friday off, and then a Saturday and Sunday morning session.
And
So yeah, I do spend a lot of time.
yeah. Have you ever been injured or in competition or in training seriously or?
Not really. I think the last time I had a really big injury was in 2009 and 2010. Then I had a groin operation, but then luckily after that recovered, I had a quite a good season after that. But 2010, I had another injury in my groins, more like an inflammation you have, on a specific bone area in your groin. So I could, the whole 2010, I couldn't compete at all. So, and then after that, no, I haven't really had any serious injuries since 2010, which is quite lucky.
Yeah, that's good.
That I've been quite injury free the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm, that's good. So, for the moment, you are in good shape.
Yeah, well, training is going good. It's definitely a big difference being in South Africa, training here in the sunshine, rather than training in the cold back in the UK. So I can feel like training is definitely going well. I can feel like I'm slowly but surely. It's still early, so, but I feel like I'm already in quite good shape. So hopefully come Commonwealth Games, I'll be in good shape, yeah, to really go for it and hopefully medal at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah. Are you going to meet, because I know many French people go to a place near Joburg for training.
Yes.
Do you go there too? Yes.
Yes, that's where I live. Potchefstroom, that's where I live at the moment. So.
Oh, so do you meet the athletes there when they go?
Yes, yeah. Kevin Meyer was here just a few months ago, him and his coach John Eves, and the whole French team was here about a month ago. So, and I see them quite often.
Ah, that's good. So,
it's a nice place of training.
Now that you have been practicing decathlon for for many years, and maybe you said that not many people practice decathlon in South Africa. What advice would you give to a young athlete to make him come to decathlon? And what would you tell him to make him come?
Well, that's the thing. I think, especially in a country like South Africa, we've got very versatile sports people. So I'm really trying to encourage a lot of people, especially here at the university as well, to try decathlon. Because you get a lot of people who are, say, for instance, they are sprinters, but they only run a 10.6 or 10.7 on 100. So the realistic chance of them running a 10-second flat or under 10 seconds is quite difficult. So I'm really trying to encourage kids more to try the decathlon, especially if they're younger, because it's such a good thing to do for your coordination and conditioning when you're a young kid, to basically do everything, and then when you get older, then you can specialize in a specific event. So I'm really trying to encourage that at the moment with the kids over here as well. So they quite like decathlon. It's not very well known. Since I've started competing with decathlon, it's become a bit more well known in South Africa, so people actually now know what is the multi-event and the decathlon. So really trying to promote that.
And maybe the atmosphere between decathletes is a bit different as well from what it is between other athletes on a field.
It's definitely. There's a great sort of camaraderie between decathletes as well on the field, and when you train and everything. It's never like really competition. It's competition between you, but it's more about competing against yourself.
Yeah.
And just improving yourself. But no, it's a great atmosphere, especially the Lions last year was definitely one of my highlights of my career in a combined event. It's definitely was a great competition.
And what do you think of your last meeting in Talents then?
Yeah, it was really, really good. I was a bit tired after Moscow. But still had a good meeting. As I said, the atmosphere to me was absolutely incredible. So I really, really enjoyed it. Although I was tired, I had some good events. I had a PB in the high jump, so, so that was quite good for me. So now I really enjoy it. It was a really great meeting. Definitely be back next year, or this year, end of this year.
Are you taking part in indoor heptathlon competitions, or just decathlon?
Not really. I don't know. I've never really been a big fan of the indoors.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because I trained so long in the indoors in the UK that, I don't know, I never really tried. It's difficult doing the indoors because you have to sort of prepare your training differently. You can't really have a proper build-up phase because you have to get in some sort of shape for the indoors. So I've never really tried that as much. But I think maybe by the time when I think maybe I'm retiring, maybe I'll go and do an indoor or something like that just to try and see how it goes.
Which meeting are you planning to go to in 2014 then?
So this year, I think, we've got our national championships in April, but I'm just going to do a few single events just to get warmed up. And then I'm going to do the meeting in Florence, in Italy, and then Gotsis, and then we've got the Commonwealth Games, and then Talents after that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it will be about four or five decathlon in the year.
Yes, yeah, four of them, yes. For the whole
anyway,
year, yeah.
Which is enough, I mean, for I think for a decathlete, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, and no, you can't really do much more than that, otherwise you start falling apart.
Afterwards, I mean, in your next year's Olympics, are you planning to go there and maybe make a podium in Brazil?
Yeah, well, that's the sort of. I told my wife that I'm retiring after Rio, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the plan. I think Commonwealth Games this year is a big one for me now. Seeing as most of the Americans is out and some of the Europeans, so it's really between me and Damien for the sort of gold medal if everybody's injury free and so on. So I'm really, really pushing for that. And then yeah, come Rio, all depends on what shape I'm in and how it goes. It would be absolutely awesome if I could ever get on a podium at a World or Olympic Games. It would be a dream come true. So, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. And then after that, you never know. As Roman, he retired when he was 37, so you never know how long he can go on.
But anyway, now your performances are improving, so maybe you'll be at the good level for Rio.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I say. So at the moment, gradually everything is going up. So as I say, if I could just get my pole vault, I think it's my weakest event now out of my old decathlon. So if I can get that up to a decent height, then I can really start moving up into the 8.5 territory, 8.6. So, but yeah, if I have to get the pole vault right.
Yes, good. So you were talking about retiring. What are you planning to do then when you are too old for decathlon?
When I'm finished, eventually I would like to sort of start like an athletics academy in Potch at the university itself. Because at the moment I do a bit of coaching at the university as well. So a lot of kids who come here while they're studying. And so I'd like to open almost like an athletics academy for young kids, helping them evolve from a younger age. And yeah, just do a lot of events, seeing as we do a lot of events, so we can basically coach anything and just try and go into a bit of coaching and stuff like that and see how it does.
Okay, then that's good. I don't have anything else to ask you, but if you want to say anything about decathlon or anything about the sport, of course you're welcome.
The decathlon is a sport I do love. You've got to love it. You have to have a passion for decathlon, otherwise it would be a very hard event for you to do. So no, yeah, at the moment I'm still really enjoying the training and enjoying competing. So so hopefully we'll have a good year and looking forward to it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much then, Willem, for talking to me and for Decathlon 2000, as you know.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.